Khan Show with Anna DeBlantis right here on 720 WGN. Richard Roper in the studio today. Anna's back tomorrow. All right, someone's going to have to explain this Starbucks thing to me, because and we'll need your help at 312-981-7200. Are you one of those people sends back a cold drink if it has ice in it?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I am paying for a 20-ounce drink, and this has 5 ounces of ice in it, and that means it's a 15-ounce drink.
You know, ice costs money, too. You want to know the truth? I have a passing interest in a restaurant or two. Mm-hmm. Ice is an expensive item, because you got to make the ice, and that's how you say it, by the way, in the kitchen. You got to make the ice, and there's electricity, and there's the water, and then there's the labor, and there's the, you know, there's stuff, and stuff breaks down. I mean, it's like,
I've seen reviews of more like, you know, fast food type restaurants or, you know, chains, whatever, where they include the quality of the ice, because it's such a big deal with your drink, you know, with your Diet Coke. I'm not talking so much about with your alcohol drinks, but with anything.
Right. Now, a Starbucks customer from Chicago, and another thing to make Chicagoans proud that we're on the map all over the world today, has filed a $5 million lawsuit against a coffee chain accusing it of using too much ice in its cold drinks.
You know, The headline in the Washington Post sounds something like straight out of The Onion. Starbucks iced coffee contains too much ice, not enough coffee, lawsuit claims.
That's ruse right there.
That's news or ruse in a headline
news.
Personified.
News.
I'm going to still say ruse. I'm still saying ruse. Got him behind duty again. Damn it.
Starbucks is advertising the size of its cold drink cups on its menu rather than the amount of fluid a customer will receive when they purchase a cold drink. Therefore, and this is according to the lawsuit and written by a Cook County lawyer, so I will do that in the generic Cook County lawyer accent, and deceiving, Your Honor, its customers in the process. A venti cold drink, for example, is advertised having 24 fluid ounces. Now, I thought venti, well, I guess venti in the hot, isn't venti 20? Isn't that what that means in, like, vente in
it's 24. Yeah, well, yeah, but I mean,
but in Spanish, right? Isn't that or in Italian? Isn't it the same in both? Someone's gonna have to help. I'm like all of a sudden I'm like Donald Trump Jr. over here, not knowing exactly. I don't know what talk Mexican to me. I don't know what that is. Doesn't anybody on this show speak Spanish?
Well, I just Googled it, so I typed in venti. yes, it means 20.
It means 20.
Italian.
Yeah. So in Italian, so that is for the hot drinks. It's 20 ounces. But, and by the way, I do not want it filled up to the brim when it's 20 ounces, because then when you put the plastic lid on top of it, it starts to drip. And when you drink, it starts to drip all over you.
I think there have been lawsuits about that, too, where they fill it too much to the brim.
Right.
Put too much in here. There's not enough room for my half and half.
And they have the Trenta, which is 30 ounces. And I think that's just we're getting close to just words that Starbucks makes up. So you got your tall, your grande, your venti, your Trenta. But what I was told from the start from folks at Starbucks, when Starbucks first started, I don't know what, 20 years ago, if you want extra ice, too, you can order a grande in a venti cup, and then they're putting more ice in there for you. Or you say extra ice. But I've more often gone back. I was in a New York Starbucks where they were very friendly. And
New York is never that's the one place in the country where Starbucks is not a gigantic hit.
Well, and it just isn't, you know, the mentality there. But I'd gotten an iced venti non-fat latte. It was $147. I had it on layaway. But I walked out of this. By the time I got out of the store, the ice was all gone. The guy had put like 2 cubes in it. So I went back and I said, this is supposed to be an ice venti and there's no ice in it. And he goes, I already gave you ice. No more ice for you. And I'm like, what? I don't know the rest
of
what happened.
Is that the ice Nazi?
It was the ice Nazi.
I'm not making that, because he goes, I'm not giving you ice again. He thought somehow I was scamming him for more ice.
See? The ice is valuable. Now, according to the lawsuit, a venti cold drink, for example, is advertised as having 24 fluid ounces. But Your Honor only includes 14 ounces of the actual liquid for which my client is paying, and the rest is ice. Now, Jamie Riley is a spokesperson for Starbucks and is aware of the claim and says,
our customers understand and expect that ice is an essential component of any iced beverage. If a customer is not satisfied with their beverage preparation, we will gladly remake it.
And that's true.
Yeah.
That's true. You can hand anything back to them and they'll redo it. I mean, it's like
it's a 30-page filing, by the way, just on this, because of course it starts off like they all do. Starbucks is a company that was founded in 1971. You know, they have to give us all the background.
Whereas, and this actually recalls a famous lawsuit, the 1992 hot coffee incident. Yeah. And the suit that, you know, you got to remember something about that suit. That suit was successfully won. Hmm. But then future judges knocked down the settlement in the case. Because remember, this woman got, you know, tens of millions of dollars for the coffee on her lap.
Right.
And then they took a lot of that away. So
I can't imagine she wins here. I mean, isn't it's so obvious that when you're getting an iced drink, there's going to be some of it. I mean, she's... The way it is worded in the filing is that had she known that a 16-ounce or a 20-ounce drink didn't have 20 ounces of fluid, she wouldn't have paid that much for it. Well, what did she think the ice was doing there with it? I mean, did she think so?
Like, part of the drink.
Yeah.
Now, I have the interesting thing, and I don't want them to go, like, lighter on the ice, because, quite honestly, that's the only reason that I truly enjoy the ice drinks over there is because there is a lot of ice in them.
I want them to fill the cup with the ice and then pour the drink over it, right?
Yeah.
Pretty much. That's the way it goes.
Although, you know, you go to this, it's very interesting because we've got an Argo next door to us here.
Mm-hmm.
And I have noticed that in the coffee and tea house, the mass consumer coffee and tea house culture, there is a lot of confused looks and gazes that the employees give to each other. Mm-hmm. I happen to be very lucky in my neighborhood by my home, I have a Starbucks where, you know, it's a neighborhood one, so they kind of know who you are, and you walk in, they know what you're going to order already,
sure.
And they kind of, you know, they've got that sort of worked out. But you come downtown, where these things are incredibly busy, and they don't, you know, the customers are all different every day,
right?
And there is a ton of, like, I don't know what I'm doing. And it takes forever.
Sometimes you walk in. I've seen this, and I've done this too. You're going through the revolving door, and you just keep on going right. You spit yourself right back onto the street when you see how many people are in there,
right.
And you see the mass chaos, especially if someone's being trained that day. Which I get that you have to do that, but that moment where they're going, no, 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 you can't. No, that's a pastry. No, that's not. No, that's no venti. No, start again. And then a lot of times, you know, they'll make your drink, and I've learned this the hard way. You got to try your drink, your coffee drink, before you leave. If you're in a place where they don't know you. Because if you walk out, I did this before, you leave, you get in the car, or you're walking, and then you try it, you're like, this is a soy hazelnut latte. This is not a white mocha frappuccino or whatever the heck it is.
And what happened to the stoppers? Why did they take the stoppers away?
Well, now that's interesting, because I found stoppers today.
Hmm.
I think the stopper is the most important item. When we were going out to the remote last week, Violetta ran and got coffee for all of us in the car. As we were going out, and because she's the youngest person on the show, and that's and I think that there's something.
I saw that
I'm
commercial.
Also the fastest.
Yes, that's true, and she's also in the restaurant industry, so she gets how to do this.
Wow.
And I said, and I was very specific. Got to put stoppers for all of it because the last thing I wanted
was the green thing.
That green, it's a stirrer and a stopper for the top of the lid. You know, the little hole that you sip out of at the top of a hot drink. It fills that hole.
Oh, you pick it up, and then when you want to drink it, and you put it back in.
Yeah, but it's also a Twizzle sticker. Mm-hmm. Thing.
Yeah, yeah, I had to reach over for it.
Yeah,
they're out of them at a lot of places. I think that there's a run on the stoppers.
Mm-hmm.
I think people are stealing the stoppers, and I think that they're just not getting enough Chinese stoppers back.
Mm-hmm.
I still order a medium coffee when I go to Starbucks, so I am way out of this.
Judy, I order your coffee for you. What are you talking about?
See, I'm not the only one.
But when I go once in a year.
But when you order a medium, do they ever say, I'm sorry, we don't know what that is.
They get so put off. And
would you like
I
the
do
grande?
Yeah.
Or would you like the tall?
Mike, I don't know the medium one, the middle one. I know exactly what I'm doing.
Well, it's even worse if you go into the non-Starbucks and you use their terminology. Oh, they don't care for that. You won't
get La Vazza or something.
You're like a grande. You just like a medium or a large?
Which is really how it should be. Come on.
And I believe they call those in the industry, those are, they call them sticks, classic sticks, stopper sticks.
Sticks.
Yeah, whoever came up with that, I'm sure, is a billionaire. Right?
It's a great invention.
The stopper.
Because it saves your car. It saves your clothes, too. Because you walk around with it. I was wondering now, what was it? Because, you know, like in New York, you ever watch like those 1970s New York movies? because New York was so bankrupt in the 1970s. They literally would pay for movies to be made there to try to increase tourism. Yeah. And every single movie was about crime in New York, which deflated tourism. Yeah. It's the strangest thing. But everybody, like, you know, all the way from Popeye Doyle on down, you know, in the French Connection, would be drinking coffee out of an open, you know, a cup without a lid on top of it.
Yeah,
right?
Well, then there was always the scene where they'd get the call and they'd throw the coffee to the ground.
Right.
They're like, hey, we got a 211 in progress. They'd throw the coffee.
I just imagine that, you know, that all of our parents and grandparents had nothing but burnt right hands.
Yeah, they're hitting all kinds of people in Times Square flying coffee all the time. Why not? You guys, for the show, you can have personalized stoppers you could give away with little caricatures of you at the top of the stopper for each one of
you. See, there you go.
There you go.
Don't you think that's ingenious?
Give away stoppers. Collect all four or five.
How many are on this show? Five of us.
Right?
Yeah.
But they should be made of a material that they're reusable, and then you're helping the environment, too. I have my own stopper. Thank you.
Then that Cochrane show would start doing it, and they've got like seven people on that show, right? Isn't that, it's like the
Cochrane
cap.
Stopper.
Right.
You know. And you just raised the price of an already outrageously priced drink.
You're bringing your own stopper, though. You know, I've got my own.
You buy it once.
Yeah, you guys are going to give away reusable stoppers.
All right, we'll get to your phone calls about
eco-friendly
312-981-7200 about this lawsuit.
Next time you go to that bowling alley, you can give them away there.
It's a very simple question that I have. Is this the single most ridiculous? What did you just say? That is a lovely bit.
I was mad I didn't get the chance to come. I have my own shoes.
Is this the most ridiculous lawsuit in the history of lawsuits? 312-981-7200. Struggling to care for foster kids in Illinois. See why there's new hope to fix the state's broken system tonight. It's the cover story on WGN-TV News at 9.
Way down among Brazilians, coffee beans grow by the billions, so they've got to find those extra cups to fill. They got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil.
Francis Albert Sinatra, early days. And the Bobby Soxers were screaming.
Nice.
All right. We go back now to the phones. 312-981-7200. We're talking about this lawsuit. It's starting right here in Chicago against Starbucks. They're putting too much ice in their iced drinks, and there's a lady who's very upset about it, and she wants $5 million for it. Mm-hmm. All right. Cheryl, you are on WGN. Go ahead, Cheryl.
Hi. Don't they put the same amount of coffee? Like, if you get a grande or a venti, aren't the shots of the actual coffee the same? And then all the filler stuff, like the flavors and the water, isn't that the only liquid that's going to be different? And, like, when did it become impossible to say easy ice?
Right.
Exactly. That's all you have to say is that you can say no ice, like Rose said, and you're absolutely right. Sometimes there's more caffeine because you can get like a 3-shot, or you can ask, but you'll pay extra for that as well.
Well, I'll tell you what's an interesting problem, though, with Starbucks, if you say no ice, is that they have to make the ice, they shake it like a martini, right? And then they pour the ice and the concentrate. It's concentrate plus water plus ice to make an iced tea, for example.
Right.
So when they do that, then they put the they put the extra ice in or whatever to, you know, top the thing off. That's where apparently the plaintiff in this case really loses her poop, just out of her mind about that. What are you doing? You're ripping me off. And I guess because if you just did the concentrate and the water, imagine how bad that would be as an experience. I don't know. Here's a company. Starbucks is already, they've already been through their first contraction of business. I mean, what is it? A 25-year-old national brand, right? It's been around in Seattle and all of that, and kind of grew on the West Coast. But here in Chicago was its first major success expansion of any major city in America. And New York was one of the last places it went in. Because it was getting so much, first of all, real estate prices were getting so much pushback too. Because it's like, you know, hey, what are you doing? Yeah, right? Yeah, yeah. But and thank you very much for the call. I appreciate it.
Cheryl.
See, I always just ask for 9 ice cubes, no matter where I'm at. McDonald's, Starbucks, I'm at the dinner. I'll have 9 ice
That's
cubes.
That's fantastic.
Gets rid of the gray area. It's a very specific, hard line, 9 ice cubes, please.
How's that working at McDonald's drive thru?
You have to count it a little bit. It slows things up.
Hold on a second.
I think there's only 8 here.
2, 3, and you count them each, right?
I count each individual one, absolutely.
I'm sure the plaintiff in this case is probably doing the exact same thing.
And how many spitballs do you take in that?
That can be tricky.
Yes.
But see, 9 ice cubes, everybody.
Right.
We'll start the movement.
That's fantastic. I'm actually on board for that. Your ice venti 9 cube latte.
Yes, 9 ice cubes.
That would be so great. You start hearing the baristas around the country. I got an ice venti 9 cube latte.
Right. Just add one more complication.
As they misspell your name on the cup.
Right. And what is that whole thing? They wanted, the whole idea of the name was to get to know you.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, it's obviously to get orders not confused, but you could do that in other ways. You could go, all right, you're number 32. Remember that. Mm. Goodbye. Right? But instead, what's your name? And then, that, like with Roe, forget about it. Yeah. I mean, I've had everything from Rohan, which is my favorite. I'm going to start calling myself Rohan when I go in there, to, you know, Rob, Ron.
Well, it started too. They now claim that they're doing that on purpose to be cheeky and fun. But it started off, it's like when people, oh, I meant to do that. Because they were having so many problems with misspellings. Now they're supposed to creatively do that. So I just tell them my name is X. And they're like, what do you mean? I go, just X.
As in Malcolm?
Yeah, just the letter X. No, more like as in Racer X, Speed Racer's brother. But Speed doesn't know. And they still misspell the letter X.
I do the same thing with V.
Yeah.
But they spell it a whole bunch of different ways. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's just a V. That's it. Just a V.
So then I'll do like the peace sign. I'm like, V. Just V, you know?
And sometimes you get little drawings.
No, not making sense to you? No, a little confused? Hmm.